Lesson number one is use lockdown as an opportunity to eat together. Children love to copy. The research evidence is really clear that to help children to eat a healthy diet and a wide range of foods, children need to become more familiar with these foods. Eating together is a great way to help children to become familiar with a wider range of foods through them being able to observe others eating and enjoying perhaps different foods that they haven't tried before. The second tip is about avoiding any pressure for children to eat foods. Keep meal times relaxed and fun experiences. Use them as an opportunity for children to try and to taste different foods, and never force children to eat more food than they wish or to eat a food that they really don't want to. Lesson number three is to use lockdown as an opportunity to involve children in preparing meals or in cooking meals. This is another great way to help increase children's familiarity with foods. Lesson four is about involving children in decisions around food and mealtimes. Children need to develop a sense of control or autonomy around eating, and so lockdown gives us a great chance to really involve our children in mealtime or food-based decisions. These can be as simple as asking the child to decide whether or not they would prefer carrots or broccoli with dinner, or whether or not the family should make together homemade pasta or homemade pizza, for example. Lesson number four is that lockdown gives us a good chance to involve our children in making decisions around food and meal times. This can be as simple as children. The fifth lesson for how to help reduce fussy eating during lockdown is to try to make food fun. This can often be done away from the meal times. So doing activities like reading stories, singing songs, doing craft activities, or even playing games online have all been shown in the research to help to increase children's familiarity with a variety of foods and to thereby increase their willingness to be more likely to try and to eat a variety of different food types. So fussy eating is really common in many young children, and lockdown gives us a great opportunity to work with children to increase their familiarity with a wide variety of foods. We know from the research evidence that children need to often be quite familiar with a food before they will like it, before they'll accept it and eat it. And so there are a number of different activities that parents and caregivers can try with their children during this unexpected period of lockdown, which can help to reduce children's fussiness and hopefully therefore increase the foods that children are willing to eat. I hope these tips have been useful to you. If you'd like to find out more information about feeding children or about dealing with fussy eating, check out our Child Feeding Guide website. I've shared five lessons for dealing with fussy eaters during lockdown. To find out what these are, swipe up.